Set number two, side three, interview with Lester Hamburg. This is Harold Kimball. Just to add a little more, because we were suddenly at the end of the first cassette, to say that what we were speaking about to Lester Hamburg at this time was about the phenomenon of the disc, which is the newest thing in the record department across the country, and Hamburg Brothers is a distributor of all RCA equipment and radio, TV, and they are even into what's called major appliances. By being a distributor, and they are one of the largest in the city, they are the middleman between RCA and all the people that sell their products, whether it be television, radio, or the records department of RCA. And the compact disc has just, in this past few months, or this year, 1987, hit the country with a terrific impact, and it seems that pretty near everyone who is into music is replacing the record with the disc because it is a much better product. It's clear, it's small, it takes up less space, although it is much more expensive by comparison. And so I thought I'd ask Mr. Hamburg how he felt about the future of the compact disc compared to the record, and as you heard, he feels that the compact disc will replace the record, so that will happen in our time. What I did want to add, since we have the tape and the time, is some more information that Mr. Hamburg himself gave us as we were leaving to help us in a real, shall we say, profile of what the man is. I can tell you from our interview that he is a warm and a most interesting man. And he is, as you learn, a bachelor. And as a result, he has the time and the energy to devote to many areas that we feel a married man with children would not have the time for. I'm just putting that in to explain, for example, what his past community positions were, for example. He's been director and member of the executive committee of Pittsburgh National Bank. He was a director of PNC Financial Corporation, a highly in Barron's estimate, or all the business magazines, including Forbes, one of the top 10 big financial corporations in this country, and yet he was a director on it. A board member of the Civic Light Opera, a trustee for DePaul Institute for Deaf Children, a trustee for Duquesne University, a director of Hospital Council of Western Pennsylvania, a director of Hospital Planning Association, president of Montefiore Hospital, board member of Pittsburgh Ballet Theater, trustee of Robert Morris College, treasurer and trustee of the University Health Center of Pittsburgh, president of United Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh, president of United Way of Southern Pennsylvania, trustee of Western Pennsylvania School for the Deaf, director and member of Executive Committee of United Way of Allegheny County, and director and member of the Executive Committee of the Allegheny Conference on Community Development. That's some of his past community positions. At the present, his current community activities are board member of American Jewish Committee, life trustee and member of the Executive Committee of Carnegie Mellon University, board member of Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh, trustee and member of the Executive Committee of Montefiore Hospital, board member of United Jewish Federation of Greater Pittsburgh, and board member of the Board of Visitors of the Graduate School of Business at the University of Pittsburgh. I would also like to say that Mr. Hamburg has quite a few interests in the city, but he has been to us a most interesting personality if you had met him personally. I hope this comes across in this interview. Thank you.